Kevin Harlan here. Tonight at 5:30 Eastern, the NBA on Prime Crew is back as the Emirates NBA action heats up from Vegas for a thrilling semifinals doubleheader. Then on Tuesday night, December 16th at 8:30 Eastern, the last two teams standing will square off in the championship game for a shot at the cup, bragging rights, and a place in NBA history. And Prime is your exclusive home for it all. Not a Prime member? Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details. Don't miss the thrilling conclusion of the Emirates NBA Cup live from Las Vegas, starting with the semifinals tonight, only on Prime.
Einsteigen, aufdrehen, losfahren. Mit dem neuen Volkswagen T-Roc bist du bereit für den großen Auftritt. Selbstbewusst und voller Power. Du steigst ein? Keine Kompromisse. Nur du und der Moment. Alles passt. Dein Sound, dein Drive, dein T-Roc. Rockt. Der neue T-Roc.
When you love riding a motorcycle, you want to ride it everywhere, even to a physical.
Let's check your weight. Hop on the scale. Look at that. You're down a few pounds.
Oh, yeah. Must be the new carbon fiber wheels.
And when you love saving money, you want to save even more. That's why GEICO makes it easy to bundle your motorcycle and car insurance.
I'm going to prescribe 91 octane for your engine knock, and we'll want to see you again in 3,000 miles.
Kickstart your savings with GEICO Motorcycle. Bundle and save on the things you love.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. Coming up on the show today, East Coast correspondent Allie Breen with Love Letters. It's all coming up right after this.
Bob and Tom, it's Donnie Biker. And I'm not sure if this is a trend or if it's something that just started, but lately I've been having a lot of requests by chicks for me to take a camera phone picture of my pork sword. Oh. And then they want me to send it to them. Oh. I swear to God they do. And even though my pager can do more than most cell phones, there ain't no camera in it. So I've had to rely on some friends or my mom Phyllis to do the snapshots. Come to last week alone, I've mailed out more headshots than Fonzie back in the 50s. Ask Scotty. And word's getting around, but not everyone is comfortable doing this for the first time. And I probably know more about building your own portfolio than anybody I know of. So here's a few tips from Donnie Baker if you're nervous, a first-timer, or a little puny in the pants. I mean, just because a woman wants to see it don't mean you're in. Mm-hmm. This is like a coin toss before overtime. You have to win, because this could be a deal-breaker. So plan ahead with your pictures. If you're less than 6 inches, choose a profile. I always look taller in my mugshots from the side. Now, Scotty, any cop would tell you the same. I swear to God they would. Plus, it just looks more badass because they get to see the chin. That's why they made Lincoln do it that way, is for the penny. Just make sure you don't get your belly button in the background, because women will do the math. Number two, use some props, man. Get one of them mini souvenir bats or mini helmets to give away at ball games. Use that for a backdrop or some kind of point of reference. Yeah. Girls won't believe you're packing a Louisville Slugger unless they can read the label. And remember, label up. Always. And go with the grain. Uh-huh. Or Coca-Cola's making little 6-ounce cans now, so it's easier to gauge the girth if you're posing next to a pounder. Either that or a mini Pringles can works good. They can't tell the difference, unless they have a protractor.
I see.
And never include any hands in the picture. That's a mistake, because some girls are smart. Every hand has a thumb. Everybody knows it. And women can price shop. So if they see your thumb and your drum are like neck and neck, it ain't going to be a keeper. I mean, you might get her to call back, but you're not making the scrapbook. Now, if you was born like me, you really don't need a cell phone. I just do this stuff for fun. Hell, I put stretch marks in blue jeans before so girls can see it with the naked eye. That's why when I wrestled and wore tights, my nickname used to be the Smuggler. I swear to God it was. Even the ref used to brag that it took 2 headlocks to pin Donnie Baker. He'd say it right to my opponent's face. So now I use props just for fun, to show off a little. My favorite is just laying it down on a road atlas. Oh. Hell, on a good day, I can cover 4 states. Out west, ask Scotty, drives girls crazy. And I always include the key in the picture so they could calculate the miles of milk bone in their next one tank trip. I swear to God I do.
Donnie, who's been using a Sharpie on my road atlas? Somebody scribbled all over the Grand Canyon.
Shut up, Randy. You couldn't even cover Rhode Island's. I gotta go.
If you missed something yesterday, maybe you'll hear it now. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Thanks very much for joining us. Now, here in our studios, what is this, like a dodecahedron? What is the shape of this room?
Kind
of,
yeah. It is.
One, yeah.
Many, many sides.
Lots of sides.
Yeah.
Lots.
It's sort of like the Oval Office. It's sort of, it's kind of round, but not exactly. And I bring this up because in this particular room, we have Ace, Willie. This is Tom speaking. There's Chick, Josh. And at the Navy Federal Credit Union News Desk, it's Christy Lee.
Hey, everybody.
Now then, the ancillary spaces, if you will, John,
yeah,
would include the room right over there where Pat Godwin is, which is, of course, the Oxford Gold Performance Room. Then you go right behind Josh, and in what used to be known as the Nuremberg Room, is now called the other room behind the glass, and that's where you'll find Jessica Alsman. Alsie.
Guest room.
Hello.
I think we should go back to Nuremberg.
Or guest room.
And we found out that was really not appropriate for a number of reasons.
Yes.
And not correct. Then we go to what I'm guessing, and I'm speculating here, on the big screen.
Somebody's basement.
No.
I see Allie Breen.
Sitting on the floor of a hotel.
Is that a bed behind you?
That's a bed. Christy's right. I'm on the floor of a hotel. I couldn't get light anywhere else, so me and Dean just figured this out. Yeah, we jimmied up a floor area.
Nice.
Let's point out that Dean is not with you in the hotel.
No.
Sounded like he...
The way you said that,
I... Get on the floor. Look up at me like that.
No, Dean. He's bossing.
Oh, I hope you put a towel down. Did you put a towel down on the floor?
I did not put a towel down. I have my yoga pants on, though.
How about on the bed?
I didn't even think about that.
Oh, that's creepy. You want
carpet a little crunchy.
Nope. Ah. Okay.
Allie Breen is our sex pert.
Yes.
If you want to use what's it called, portmanteau, whatever the hell that's called.
That's right.
Combining two words. Very annoying.
Start speaking English, will you?
Sorry. Josh is my authority on stuff like that.
I like words.
Fine. They like you.
Especially the big ones.
Oh, yeah.
Adorable.
Like portmanteau.
Yep.
Allie Breen is a stand-up comedian, and she is also a experienced in the ways of love.
Mm.
Is that fair to say?
That's fair.
Okay. That's why people write her letters that have problems with their love life. And you can reach Allie Breen on all the social media, all the important ones. But it's Allibreen.
Yes.
And just like Mississippi, it has...
What do you have for
couple
us,
of
Allie?
What is it, Allie? Sometime today.
All right. Dear Allie, I am bored in my 5-year relationship, but when I think about leaving, it sounds scary. There's nothing wrong. It's just boring. Is that reason enough to leave and blow everything up? Maybe this is why people cheat, just to add some extra excitement without leaving a decent situation. What should I do?
Is this from a lady?
A man or a woman? Yeah.
This is from a lady. Yep.
Yeah, it's, I figured.
It's got
girl written all over.
Yeah, the guy would have already started cheating.
He wouldn't have asked.
Probably.
No letter. Don't you just talk to your partner and say, "Hey, I'm feeling a little. What can we do?"
Oh, Josh.
Come on, terrible. That's sweet, Josh.
I forgot who I'm in a room with.
Yes.
I think once again. Where people start having babies and stuff, so they get distracted, right?
That does happen.
Yeah, that does happen.
Yeah, it just becomes a friendship with a benefits, I guess. Yeah.
I don't think you should blow it up right away. Try to figure it out with your partner.
Yeah, you
if
can't
you're not
do
willing to do that, then leave.
Don't do it with him. Surprise him.
What with?
Spice
a woman? Bring home a woman for the night?
Whatever he's into.
Well, hopefully he's into women. He's with her.
If he's not into women, I understand why you're bored.
Honey, I'd like you to meet Lance.
She
could try that. That would spice it up.
It might be too far gone already if she's asking us for help.
I know.
Yeah.
You can only figure this out with him.
Yeah.
Find out what you like. Go for it. Have some fun. Right, Josh?
Yes. And communicate.
Well, is the theory that after a few years, everything becomes a little boring? Or
Can't all stay like the first year or two. No. I mean,
I would suspect that even guys that jump out of airplanes.
Yeah.
Maybe on the 900th.
Yeah.
This is really boring. This is really getting boring.
Oh, hum.
Yeah, they're plummeting toward the earth thinking about, well, I got to pull the ripcord. Wait a second. Did I turn my oven off today?
They say people who are bored are boring.
Really? Oh.
So maybe look inward and see what you can do to help spice things up.
Spice up your own life and see what happens.
Maybe take them and watch an episode of Ted Lasso and cheer yourself up.
Yeah, that'll do it.
Apple TV, I'm a big
When you love riding a motorcycle, you want to ride it everywhere, even to a physical.
Let's check your weight. Hop on the scale. Look at that. You're down a few pounds.
Oh, yeah. Must be the new carbon fiber wheels.
And when you love saving money, you want to save even more. That's why GEICO makes it easy to bundle your motorcycle and car insurance.
I'm going to prescribe 91 octane for your engine knock, and we'll want to see you again in 3,000 miles.
Kickstart your savings with GEICO Motorcycle. Bundle and save on the things you love.
So let's get to our next letter, Allie. We've done a lot of work.
Dear Allie, I'm 4 years older than my boyfriend, but he thinks I'm his age. We've been together for almost a year, and now that things are opening up, he wants to take me to Mexico, and he needs my passport information. I told him I couldn't find it for now. Any advice on what to do?
This rules. I love this.
But wait, awesome. For you. Wait. She didn't tell him she was 4 years older than him.
He thinks she's the same age.
Oh,
yeah.
She lied at the very beginning. What a great way to start a relationship.
Lied about her age.
Lying about age? Who does that? Who cares?
Just for the record, Pat Godwin's passport was signed by President Truman.
just give him
while he was in office.
Yeah, just give it to him, and if he notices,
just tell him.
Oh, I forgot. I forgot about when I was actually born. I've been lying about this forever. It's not you,
right?
The good news is you've got a passport.
Yeah.
Right now, the minimum wait is about 3 months. So. Yeah, that's a huge. If you're planning on traveling, by the way, little editor's note here: you don't have a passport. It's going to take you probably 3 months, and that's if you rush it. They're way behind right now. It's a big scandal.
Tell your boyfriend how old you are, you filthy liar.
Then you could do that.
What big deal is it?
Just get yourself some white out.
Or she could just volunteer to get the tickets. She could be like, "I'll get the tickets. Just reimburse me."
And keep a lie going.
You need to deal with this.
Keep it up.
It's gonna become an issue eventually.
I'm with Jessica. It seems like the smartest way. Just hand him the passport. If he doesn't notice, he doesn't notice. And if he does, I've been saying that for years. I forgot. I'm really da da da.
Right. And if he doesn't notice, you can get mad at him for not paying attention.
And then say, by the way, we can get a discount with my Social Security card.
My AARP.
It's right next to the AARP.
Yeah. I'd like to talk to this guy.
Why?
Fucking tell him to get out.
Yeah. Although, by the way, have you noticed
that... Really? You would get out over that kind of lie? Over a little white lie like that?
The big lies don't bother me as much as these tiny ones.
Really?
4 years? Really? What the hell?
By the way, I want to tell you that you've been doing a great job.
I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I told you that in secret, Jim.
No, you told me the exact opposite.
Okay. Oh, so I'm sorry.
I'm lying.
Okay. Let's go to our next one, Allie. What do you got?
Dear Allie, my boyfriend prides himself on lasting a long time in bed, but sometimes it's honestly way too long. And especially if I'm giving him a peenie cleanie.
What?
Okay.
I don't know what that means, and I don't want to know. Keep reading.
I'll show you.
Why would he think I want him to stretch that out? He finally made me break the other day and be like, "Can you just finish already?" This is more to give advice than to ask a question. Don't be the 30-minute guy. Are guys really this dumb?
Oh, boy.
That was the ending.
Oh, I think we know for sure the answer to that is yes.
Guys are real stupid, aren't they?
You ever considered maybe you're not doing that good a job?
Oh, now you're blaming her?
That's right.
Oh.
Maybe it's taking that so long because of...
Maybe he's on, what is that stuff called, Paxil?
Yeah, I mean, he could absolutely be on medication.
Are there bad ones?
Yes, there are. Yeah,
maybe I would suggest this may be a friction issue, so low grade sandpaper might hasten.
Lose the retainer.
Maybe stop referring to them as peenie cleaning.
By the way,
that's hysterical.
Maybe take the gum
that.
Out of your mouth.
By the way, is the retainer joke in that TV commercial where the couple? Oh, have God. You seen the commercial where they're in the laundromat?
Yeah, it's funny.
I haven't.
Here's your retainer.
Here's your retainer. This young woman is in the laundromat.
Isn't that the progressive?
Yeah, with Flo.
And she sees this handsome young man, and they kind of have this sort of moment of romance.
I have seen that.
And then Flo goes, "Oh, I found your retainer." Is that the implication?
No, that she's.
It's not a sexual implication.
No, she thinks he's coming toward her because he likes her, not that.
Okay.
Flo
totally C-blocks them.
She's trying to be sexy, and then Flo ruins everything with the retainer line. Evidently, Flo blows it. There you go.
Let's move on to our next letter, Allie.
Dear Allie, I'm dating a girl who's crazy. Honestly, like Jekyll and Hyde. The thing is, the cliche is completely true. When she's being super crazy, the sex is amazing. Every time she's being nuts, I try to break up with her, and then the sex happens. Am I crazy for staying in this? People stay in good relationships with bad sex, right? So maybe it makes sense to stay in a bad relationship with good sex.
Wonder who wrote that letter.
We're going to need a body bag eventually.
Probably at some
point. What is the movie, Fatal Attraction?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't want to do away with this segment, but I think if you find yourself writing to us, get out.
Have you guys noticed, like, every
the name of the segment
every
get out,
5 weeks or so, one of these burn segments really rubs me the wrong way.
This
for whatever
one's
reason,
one.
This one, this
yeah.
is yeah,
yeah.
yeah. yeah. Right. Every letter is like, huh? Figure it out.
Figure it out. Would you give your balls a tug?
Would you stay with a crazy woman if the sex was really great?
No,
Josh?
No. There's so much more to being in a relationship than just that.
Oh my God, yes.
The other aspect of this show that's interesting is this should be entitled "Advice from the Single People." Josh, Allie,
me.
How's your boyfriend, Willie. Allie? That's still working for you?
It's still working. It's going well so far.
Yeah, chick showed me a picture of him. The guy looks like I recognized him right away. He's an actor. I've seen him in a couple things. He's really good.
Yeah, he is good.
He is a good actor. Very good. So good.
Yeah.
Got quiet.
Really, really good. Yeah.
No, I mean, that's great. Yeah,
it seems to me like it'd be easy for him to lie. He's such a great actor.
Oh.
Right? Am I right on this?
Oh, that's not what I'm saying.
Oh, I think that's great that you guys are
doing. Is that what you're implying, Tom?
No.
She's a great liar?
No, she's not. I'm so sorry I brought it up. Mm-hmm. Well, we have time for one more letter, Allie, if you've got one.
Sure. Dear Allie, my boyfriend always uses me as an excuse to not hang out with his friends. Like, they'll invite us out and he'll basically say that I don't feel well or that I don't want to come. It's unfair that he always blames me when he doesn't want to go either. He says, who cares? It's just his friends. But I figure they're going to end up hating me.
You're right.
They already do.
Yeah.
This guy's...
Yeah.
Ultimately, you're probably right here. Yep. Yeah, that does suck.
Oh, God.
He shouldn't be doing that.
Yeah, that is annoying.
If you ever catch him on the phone with them, just yell in the background, no, I'm not. And I don't know.
I'd love to go
texting,
out.
For sure. Throw him under the bus.
Siri, yeah, I think you should.
Or just you show up. Where were they going? All right. And then go there. Without him.
There's a good idea.
That's just BS. He's like totally throwing her under the
exactly.
bus.
Exactly.
Yeah,
creating,
I think so too.
Yeah, he's creating problems.
Roger wanted to watch the game, so I'll go to the strip club with you guys.
Yeah.
That'll teach him. Okay, well, thanks.
I have a follow-up, too. Remember last week, there was someone who was upset that their boyfriend would always make comments to other girls. Like, she went to take off a onesie, and he was like, oh, if you need help with that.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So we said we needed other examples, and she sent them.
Oh,
she said that he describes everything to people as the most fun you can have with your clothes on.
That is.
He'll say to people, oh, that's a great tan, but it's the pale parts that are the most fun.
Get rid of him.
And he said to her friend, they all went out to get ice cream, and you know, it was dripping, and she was like licking the, and he said, wow, you can tell a lot about a woman by how she eats ice cream.
Yeah! He sounds like a fun guy.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, get rid of him.
Maybe get him to tone it down just a hair.
Every single time. Like,
yeah.
That would be horrible.
I think we'd all just say we feel for you.
Yeah.
That's
yeah. Because I think we were on the fence for the letter, but yeah, get out of that.
Yep.
Just maybe some instructions and chivalry.
Keep your mouth shut.
Have a little class. Yeah.
Decency might be in order. Yeah.
This is the most fun you can have with your clothes on.
Oh. That is lame.
Just humiliate him. Go, you know what? You're not funny. And then he'll be like, what?
Yeah.
And then
his pale parts ever sexy?
No, right.
pale parts.
I don't like the pale parts.
No, you can't get a tan.
Yeah. I like where the underbelly gets white.
Yeah, but it's funny because the one thing I like is a really tan taint.
Oh.
Yeah, peeling, if possible.
Yes. I'd like to see that hanging in my garage.
Peeling.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
This is the show where we bring you in-depth interviews with U.S. soccer stars.
This time,
Sam Coffey.
The World Cup is in 2 years. Is it time yet? Like, can we get back into camp?
Tim Ream.
We're going to continue to show other countries we're not going to be pushed around.
And Jedi Robinson.
Every time you come back and you put the jersey on, it means more and more each time.
So we'll be back here with all the best stories.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast.
We've got a lot to talk about.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.